This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular check-in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
As a few people may have had burn suppers and perhaps some more calorie-filled dinners this week, I thought it would be a good time to have a look and talk about indigestion or heartburn. So, Elizabeth, what exactly is indigestion or heartburn?
Yes, it's discomfort in the upper abdomen, Toby. We tend to call that dyspepsia. And then when you get a burning pain behind the breastbone, people call that a heartburn, since it seems to be coming from the heart.
Is it a feeling of fullness or a bloated feeling?
Yes, it even feeling sick sometimes. It tends to be because acid is coming up from the stomach. And what's happening there is irritating the sensitive lining of the gut. And it's not just food and certain drinks. It can be caused by smoking, alcohol, pregnancy, stress, and even some medication, Toby, such as non-steroidals. These are medicines like ibuprofen, steroids, for example. So there are a few medicines as well that can cause problems.
If we do end up with indigestion, what can we do about it?
First of all, lifestyle. I've mentioned smoking and alcohol. Now, not eating too late at night, using a raised pillow in bed if you have a problem. Being overweight also carries a risk. The good thing is your pharmacist will be able to advise you on useful indigestion remedies. Antacids, these are medicines that neutralise acid. Some of them contain alginates. Now, alginates are reported to really form a sort of raft over food. It's very, very useful after food. Sometimes we suggest a proton pump medicine such as omeprazole. Now that can be used short term, but I know that some of your listeners may be on a medicine such as omeprazole from a doctor at long term, but that would be under the supervision of your practice.
Finally, Elizabeth, what are the more serious things we should all be looking out for?
First of all, age, Toby. If you're over 55 and you suddenly start getting indigestion, then please check out. Also, if you've lost a lot of weight without meaning to, difficulty swallowing, dysphagia, that's one of these red flags we talk about. Obviously, if you're being sick all the time, it's not just a case of a bit of indigestion or a bit of heartburn. Seemingly, if you have an iron deficiency anemia, so if you're short of iron, that can cause problems as well. If you feel around and you've got some sort of lump in your stomach, then you need to go to the doctor. And also, if you do vomit and you have any blood or blood in your stools when you go to the loo, that's really something you need to check out quickly. You must go to your doctor if symptoms are going on too long, no matter what age you are. I always say to people, well, if you're a 25-year-old and you've had a curry and you've got indigestion, that's totally different from a 60-year-old who suddenly started to get indigestion for no reason. Now, there is a bacteria also, Toby, called H. pylori. Now, that can be eradicated reasonably easily with a combination of antibiotics and the proton pump that I was talking about. If you test positive for H. pylori, then you're treated quickly, and it's usually about a week's treatment, and normally that makes a huge difference to your symptoms. So that might be something that your doctor will check if you've got ongoing symptoms.
Well, as always, some really helpful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people might want to get in contact with you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W is elizabethroddick.com.
Well, thank you very much again, Elizabeth Roddick, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby. It's a pleasure.